This Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd safety is ComEd's number one priority. To find tips about electric safety for your home and family, visit ComEd.com/safety. ComEd, powering lives. I do have a question for Hey, I Was Wondering this morning from Jennifer down there in Orland Park. She emailed this in. You can get it to us any number of ways. Email them, text them to 60123, use our social media, whatever. And if you get a Hey, I Was Wondering used on the air, you get one of those Eric in the Morning travel mugs. We encourage you to please be patient for delivery on that. We're not Amazon around here.
Nope.
It might take months.
Yeah.
It might take
months. Maybe it'll
months.
Be a 4th of July present.
Could be. Hey, Eric, I was wondering if you guys think that Rick Kirkman from The Tiger King looks like Freddy Krueger. That's the first thing I thought when I saw him in that black hat and all. Just wondering. Thanks, Jen.
Oh.
I have seen a couple of memes with Smokin' Rick and Freddy Krueger side by side, and you're on to something there, Jen.
Yeah, oh, is that him, the one that was smoking with the deep voice?
Smoky
producer guy.
Yeah.
Smoking producer guy with the
okay.
hat.
That's He's him. My favorite character of all.
You liked him the most? Why? Because of the smoking.
Oh my God.
Melissa always loves the guy who smokes the most out of anything.
The chances?
Well, you know, being married to Pat, smoking Pat.
No, there's no smoking Pat.
They sit around in their living room and smoke while Rick's smoking on Tiger King and everybody's smoking.
Is smoking Pat jealous that you like him?
Oh, you know he is.
Oh my gosh.
You know he is.
No, there's just he's so.
Smoking Pat walks in, turns the TV off whenever smoking Rick's on.
Stop.
Smoking Melissa's watching.
Do anyone else feel bad for Smokey Rick on the show, though? Because this would have been his deal. He was putting together a reality show. Then all his footage burned, and he's left as just a
I don't feel
kind of
bad for any of it. I'm still convinced that maybe Smokin' or Joe Exotic paid him because Rick realized, I got nothing good here.
So that could be.
We'll burn this, and I'll make some money out of it. But
Hey,
I'm LD, wherever you're sitting. I'm LD, our social media director. Haven't seen her in months.
Oh, I know.
Old person.
Well, I saw her in a Zoom meeting, I guess.
She looked really good in the Zoom meeting yesterday.
She didn't say a word.
And her hair's getting long.
I think she mutes
She's gone
herself.
Silent. She just I think it might be a cutout of her because I didn't see her move either.
I thought for a second it might be, but then she did blink.
Okay.
Yes.
Mel D, if you're currently listening, can we please put Smokin' Rick Kirkham from Tiger King, up side by side with Freddy Krueger from Nightmare on Elm Street? And leave that up for a vote. Do these two people look alike? I think you're going to be surprised when you see them side by side.
Wow. Brothers. Maybe they're brothers.
Yep. Brothers separated at birth. Going to be quarantined and open a beer today and enjoy it. Maybe you're enjoying it solo or with your family. Dreaming of the time you're going to get to enjoy it with somebody else. Top three people you'd really enjoy sharing a beer with. The national list was The Rock, Tom Brady, and Lady Gaga. I couldn't agree more. I think this guy might top my list. Jake, you vote for?
I was going to say Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Ryan Reynolds would be fun. Yeah. I agree with you, Jake. The three of us should go get a beer.
That would be fun. I'm down with it.
Yeah, Ryan, I'm down with it. All right. Ryan Reynolds. You'd like to have a beer with Colleen.
Blagojevich. I haven't heard from him for a while.
Governor Blagojevich, former Governor Rod Blagojevich. I still like that meme. It's like, wait a minute, I just got out of jail and got home. Now you tell me I can't leave my home?
Yeah, that's good. Imagine the stories he could tell you after a couple.
Oh, boy. Poor guy stuck in his house. Can't catch a break, can he? You would enjoy a beer with who? Camellia.
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama. President Obama. Yeah. Have a beer with him. All right. This guy's got a little time on his hands. You can have one with him, Bill.
Chris Bryant.
Mm-hmm. Bryant.
For a second, I didn't know who that was.
Well, you know, it's good because he actually was kind of he didn't say much for the first few years, but lately he's been you know, hey, I'm Chris Bryant, and I'm going to speak my mind.
Really?
Yeah, he's gotten much more interesting.
Out of his comfort zone or getting into his comfort
zone.
Maybe
it's his real comfort zone.
Maybe
more
after
interesting
he got
guy.
Married.
Maybe.
Number three, National Beer Day. Have a beer with who, Lauren?
With you, Eric.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Oh,
we should.
Well, isn't that
we should.
Sweet.
You know what? The interesting thing is we can kind of have a beer together tomorrow night.
Oh, that's right.
It's the Facebook Live cocktail hour tomorrow night at 6.
That's right. Is it Thursday already?
Yeah, can you believe that? Every Monday and Thursday night, I go Facebook Live on the Eric in the Morning page at 6 p.m. And Thursdays are cocktail hours.
I'm actually going to watch this one.
Yeah. Well, thanks. You watched the last one?
I did. Yeah, but this one,
you know what?
Drinking.
What is with you today? Your hair looks better. I'm actually going to watch this one.
No, I just mean
why are you so down on me?
I'm going to grab a drink and join you on this journey you're on.
I'm on the Bachelor.
You're on a journey.
I'm on the Bachelor. Yep, I'm on a journey. I had a beer in the last one, too, in honor of my buddy Italian Mike. I had a Peroni.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
At number two, you'd like to have a beer on National Beer Day with who, Chris?
Carol Baskin.
Carol Baskin.
All right, keep your distance.
No.
You'd have a beer, then you'd have a second beer, then you'd have a third beer, and you'd go, where's my left hand?
Yeah.
And finally, it's National Beer Day. When it comes time to have a beer, this is the guy you want to have a beer with. Carol?
Hi, guys. I want to have a beer with Dr. Fauci because I want to know what's really going
there
on behind the head of me.
Dr. Fauci.
Oh, my gosh. That's so good.
America's sexiest man right now. Captain Negative.
He's got something he wants to blurt out. I know it. I want to know what it is.
Yeah. A few drinks, it'll all come out.
Yeah, I was just thinking about it. I heard that Derek dermatology spot. I've seen bunch of billboards. I thought, well, they got to figure it out. They're all in.
Yeah, they are.
And when this all comes out the other side, everybody's going to need to go there and try to figure out a way to get skin back on their hands. We've washed it right off. We've washed the skin right off our hands. We all have skeleton hands, right? And then I got also thinking, you know, a friend got a dog, trying to get it trained, called the dog training service, and they said, well, you're lucky you're getting in now, because in about 6 weeks, all the people that adopted dogs are going to need to get their dogs trained, and we're probably not going to have any openings. So what other businesses, when this all ends and we come out the other side, is going to see business explode? See, we're seeing the positive side of this.
Yeah. We're going to see a lot of it,
too. Yeah, Cynthia pointed out dog walkers.
I thought the same thing.
Dog walkers.
Yes.
I just heard from Dr. Sklar. He said the bunions are stacking up.
Oh, that's true. Bunions on bunions.
Got bunions stacking up left and right. He's ready to go.
Good.
To de-bunionize you.
Make your feet beautiful.
The old bunionectomy. The Sklar bunionectomy. Without question, the obvious one, John, going to explode in business.
Yeah, I would say definitely restaurants and bars. Everyone's going to want to get out and when they're tired of eating their own food, probably.
Right. Probably that's true. And just be around other humans in a social environment, a social atmosphere with a little energy to it. You know, about 2 weeks after this ends, it's going to be impossible to get a reservation anywhere.
I thought that, too, because, I mean, you will have to probably do it, like, 3 weeks in advance to make a reservation
because
you're not going to be able to walk into a bunch of restaurants and just sit down.
And they say the failure rate they're anticipating is around 15%.
I heard that, yeah.
Oh, really?
Something around those lines. Also, obviously, going to be very, very busy. Jenna?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I think everybody's going to need a haircut.
Oh, definitely.
Hair salons.
No doubt.
As we revealed earlier this week, I was shocked to find out that most of the hair salons, the hairstylists, are going by fake names.
Right.
No.
I had no idea. I found out the woman who cuts my hair, that's not her real name. No. I was blown away.
So weird.
Blown away. Also going to see a lot of business where, John?
Nail salons. My wife and daughter are already crying about getting their nails done.
Yep. I cannot wait to get a pedicure.
Me too. Can't wait. I can hardly wait to get back where, Karen?
To the gym, and for two reasons. Mm-hmm. To get back into shape and to hook up with somebody.
See?
Oh, look at you.
All right.
Whoa.
Twice the benefits.
Yeah.
Oh, businesses that are going to explode when this is over. Amanda.
I think massage parlors, frontline workers, nurses, doctors, they're going to need to relax.
Right.
So they're
both the reputable
massages.
And non-reputable ones.
Something about the word parlor that makes me think non-reputable.
Yeah. They're going to explode with business. Bunch of guys that look like Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, all lined up outside. Yeah. Man. You know, you got to do what you got to do, right?
True, though.
You got to do what you got to do. Hey, Bill, it's going to explode. Weird choice of words. Go ahead.
Cleaning and sanitizing companies. They come to your house and clean and sanitize everything.
Right. They're already busy with a lot of corporate work, and then maybe the homework is just down the road. And then, good one, Mindy. They're going to see a big uptick in business.
Our OB world. I'm an obstetrician. We're going to be delivering a lot of babies
right
about 9 months from now.
Right. What does that mean? December, they say, will be the big baby month. Do I have the math right on that, Mindy?
Yeah. I think it'll be about December, maybe a little earlier, and then November.
Right. Yeah, they say there could be a baby boom. Pandemic babies could be the thing that we should be on the lookout for. Obstetricians. A new survey says people working from home are now neglecting personal hygiene in record-setting levels.
I believe that.
You know, you're into this pandemic. You're into this self-quarantine several weeks now. And, you know, for the first week, maybe two, you still got up, you showered, you put your work clothes on, you went to your newly created home office, and you had all your stuff ready to go, and you're thinking, all right, I'm going to do this. Now you're in like into week three, you're like, yeah, screw it.
Well, there's even a progression in like sweatpants. Like first you're wearing like the cute leggings with the matching sweater, and then you're like...
Now
really
you're just
quickly.
Lucky if you have pants.
Right. And you get the realization, no one can smell me through this screen.
A new survey of nearly 1,500 people by Illinois dermatology practice Advanced Dermatology shows that those working remotely due to COVID-19 tend to neglect personal hygiene and beauty habits and are particularly worried about gaining weight and other things. Of those surveyed, many respondents said they're keeping up their daily routines but are letting personal hygiene practices go. You're the person we want to talk to. Has gone the longest without a shower.
What?
Right now.
Okay.
You're thinking to yourself, okay, what is today? Wednesday, Thursday, Monday, Saturday. Think we got anybody that hasn't showered since the weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Man, you think so?
Look at Whip. Oh, yeah.
It's Wednesday only. Yeah.
If I was home, I wouldn't have.
Heck yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. 312-233-1019. Anybody listening who has gone the longest without a shower, we will also accept right now anybody listening who can give us an example of how you've let your hygiene go.
All right.
Like, your legs haven't been shaved since day one of the pandemic.
You're waiting to get them waxed. You got to blow it out.
Your legs look like German Shepherd legs now. Hi, Maximus.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
You know, for having the guts to call and be a part of something which some might consider uncomfortable, you're going to get a prize. That's right, Maximus.
Oh.
We're going to reward you for not conducting any type of personal hygiene.
Yeah.
Woo, hopefully it's a bar of soap.
How long has it been?
It's been 3 weeks, 7 hours, 21 minutes, and 14 seconds, and counting.
Since your last shower.
Since my last shower. I saved so much money on hygiene. It's crazy.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Saving money on water and soap.
Three weeks? You should see Violetta's face right now. She's acting as though she can smell you. Yeah, that's my guy, Maximus. You self-quarantined at home alone, or is there somebody else with you?
Oh, thank God, alone. I don't think anybody would be able to be
with. Oh, my gosh. I guess at some point you just get used to it. Yeah.
They're going to have to conduct a...
social distancing. People stay away from me naturally now, so it's all good.
Hey. Yeah. Doing your part. They're going to have to conduct a natural slow burn at your house to try to get it back to normal. A controlled burn will take place when this is all done.
Imagine the deep clean you're going to have to do, though, when you do decide to
You're not only going to have to wash it off, you're going to have to chip it off.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go in the hot tub at 80 degrees and then just sit in there for a few days.
And then just set the hot tub right on fire.
What a great time.
Gross.
Yeah.
Put some acid liquid in there.
Love me some quarantine with Maximus.
Welcome to Lily's Big Sale. Today we're offering the red velvet cupcakes that Mrs. Johnson next door called breathtaking. Cash, credit, or online payment accepted.
Just like Lily, ComEd provides multiple payment options.
Need a gluten-free or vegan? Just ask our staff.
I'm not your staff, I'm your brother.
Choose the payment option that works best for you. Auto pay, online, phone, mail, or in person. Visit ComEd.com/pay. ComEd, powering lives.
One order of gluten-free cupcakes coming right up.
Melissa.
Yes.
Were you, when you were younger, a teenage girl, maybe even a preteen girl, were you ever given the talk?
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about. That talk.
I do know what you're talking about. No. My mother never, ever gave me the talk.
All right. Violetta, were you, when you were a teenage or preteen girl, you know, like 4 years ago, did your lovely mother, Vera, ever give you the talk?
No. No. Not the talk.
What talk did you get? We talked about grocery shopping, a lot of other things, but not that.
No,
not
my dad asked me once, like, what me and my girlfriends do in my room when we're doing homework.
I'd like to know what you and your
girlfriend. Wait a minute, this is a different talk altogether.
It's a completely new topic.
I would
like to know what was going on in there.
Wow. Why is he asking?
asking?
Well, because he's like, why is the door always closed? I'm like, I don't know, because you're annoying.
Okay.
And so then I kind of got what I think he was asking me, but we never really had the talk.
So you've never officially received the talk from anybody, either one of you? No aunts, no older siblings, no, you never actually sat down and had the specific talk as women?
No.
I had a lot of questions to my older sister.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know anything.
Till January.
No, I'm serious. I'm still learning stuff. But right. I mean, I learned a little bit in health class.
In a new study, nearly half of U.S. women say they have never been given the talk in their lives.
Okay.
Nearly half. So 50%. So you're not alone.
Okay.
There are many others that are in the same situation. Nearly half of U.S. women say they were never given the talk. I like to talk about the talk. 312-233-1019. I'd be interested if you were given the talk, but were given the talk by someone unexpected. Who was it?
Oh, gosh.
Like, it wasn't your mom. your Uncle Lou sat you down at one of the family picnics.
Ew. No.
Sorry, listen. It's about time you learn a few things.
Ew.
Here's how things work.
Go home, Uncle Lou.
You're thinking, oh, boy, I wasn't expecting Uncle Lou to give me the talk, but okay. 312-233-1019. Like, would you have been uncomfortable if Bronco would have sat you down to give you the talk and said, your mother said I should talk to you about this. She's uncomfortable doing it, so I'm going to do it.
Yeah, Bronco sees the world in very different ways than most people, so it would have been an uncomfortable conversation.
That would have been something to see. A new study says nearly half of U.S. women say they were never given the talk, ever. And we've confirmed that in here, as both the women on the show, Violetta and Melissa, have confirmed they have never received the talk and are still, to this day, not 100% certain how everything works.
No, that's actually true.
Yeah. Yeah.
So many questions.
Who's serious?
Unexpectedly was the person who gave you the talk, Joy?
Hi. Yeah, my grandmother. My grandmother told me, try it before you buy it. Mm-hmm. And now my mom has built that into my girl's head, try it before you buy it.
So it's in your family, it's a grandmother job to have the talk, not the mother job.
I guess so. I had to talk with my girls, but I guess my mom at, 80 years old, decided that it was important that my girls try it before they buy it.
And do you still believe that is the best advice you can offer? Try it before you buy it.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Try it before you buy it. Who gave you the talk? Vesna.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi.
Well, just like Violetta, her parents are Serbian, mine are Croatian, so they were very embarrassed about the situation. But the lady that I babysat for had to tell me.
The lady you babysat for sat you down and gave you all the details.
Seriously?
Pretty much, yes.
Right. Right. Because she wasn't Croatian or Serbian.
Yeah, she's like, don't have anybody at my house, and here's why.
Yeah, she was Irish. She'll tell everybody everything. And was she accurate in her information, or did you get some stuff where you went back and told your Croatian mother? She's like, don't listen to that.
Oh, no, I never told my mom.
Yeah, it's better that way.
You don't talk about that stuff. It's too awkward.
Is that a Croatian and Serbian thing? You don't talk about that stuff?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah. Like, Melissa, will you have the talk with your son, or will you leave that to his father to have the talk with him?
Well,
or will it not happen at all? Like, how old is he?
9.
No, it's time.
Well, no. When is it time?
It is totally time.
Shut up. Are you serious?
Yes. Does it not make it uncomfortable once he starts having those thoughts?
I just hear, there's things that go on with boys and girls, like at that, age or when they're getting to be a teenager, and I don't know what boys go through, so I can't do it. I don't really know what you guys are dealing with.
He hasn't asked the where babies come from or how are babies made conversation yet?
Not yet.
Because he's asking it behind those closed doors where Violetta and all her friends are.
Exactly.
I guess so.
Yeah.
So much happened.
Something you might want to be thinking about. How many minutes of music do you have to listen to according to the British Academy of Sound Therapy before happiness sets in?
Mm-hmm.
312-233-1019. You must listen to how many minutes of music, Colleen, in order to be happy?
3 minutes?
3 minutes. No.
Wow.
It takes longer.
Oh.
Whoa.
In order to be happy, you need to listen to music for how many minutes, April?
14 minutes?
14. No. Doesn't take quite that long.
Oh, really?
Doesn't take... You're surprised by that?
I thought it was like 90 minutes.
You thought you'd have to listen to 90 straight minutes of music before you finally get happy?
A lot of wasted time.
You got to be a blast at concerts.
Yeah.
on an hour, and I'm still not happy.
When's this going to get good?
All right.
This sucks.
Yep, I know they've been singing for an hour, but I'm bummed
out.
Get
out of here.
That's all their songs. Their encore better kick ass.
Is this over yet?
I'm not happy till the drive home.
That is our wine, pretty much.
90 minutes. Jeez, Shauna.
9 minutes.
Nine is exactly right. 9 minutes.
I was close.
You were close if there was a zero after it.
Yep.
9 minutes, Shauna, is exactly right. How's your morning going?
Sitting here at my computer working from home.
You happy?
No.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe if you go to a 90-minute concert, you will be. 9 minutes of music, or as we call it around here, 9 Camila Cabello songs in a row.
Oh, my gosh.
Because all of them are 60 seconds long. How about trying a little bit, Camila? Exactly. How about trying?
All we have to do is, like, add another chorus.
How many minutes of music do you have to listen to be relaxed, do you think?
Ooh, that would take longer. I think that might be 30 minutes, like, of relaxing music.
30, you think? Violetta?
An hour.
Whip.
15 minutes.
13 minutes and you'll be relaxed. 13 minutes in order to relax, 9 minutes to be happy. In order to focus? which would explain a lot of the problems around here.
4 hours.
13 minutes also for focus.
Relax and focus the same.
Hmm.
Exactly right.
Ow! What did you eat at the gas station? Let's talk about your favorite libation. There's no need for frustration during this deep conversation.
The Eric in the Morning Show Deep Conversation Corner. What does that mean? I saw this story. 30 questions to ask your partner to spark deep conversation while you're self-quarantined during this pandemic. Learn something about the other person that you thought you knew everything about. All right. Now, what happens is, at this time, I give you 3 question choices. Violetta picked from the 3 the one she wanted to know about on day 1. Melissa picked from the 3 what she wanted to know about on day 2. You see where this is headed. Whip, it's your turn.
Okay.
I give you 3 questions that make the list of the 30 questions to ask your partner to spark deep conversation. You pick one.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Question number 1, sparking deep conversation. Where would you go if we could win 2 round-trip tickets right this minute?
Ooh.
Okay.
Question number 2, to spark deep conversation. What's the one thing that keeps you up at night?
Oh, yeah.
And question number 3, who's the friend that gets you the most, and why do you feel that way?
Oh.
Okay.
Now, those are your 3 choices, Whip, to spark a deep conversation for us right now. Once again, where would you go if you could win 2 round-trip tickets right this minute? What's the one thing that keeps you up at night? And who's the friend that gets you the most, and why do you feel that way?
What else do you think I'm going to pick? What keeps you up at night?
Okay. All right. Whip would like to know. He'd like to spark a deep conversation with you right now. 312-233-1019. He wants to know, what keeps you up at night? Me, I'm sound asleep like at 8:30.
You said you're going to bed early.
Right.
Nothing's keeping you up.
Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. Plus, with all the drinking and the pill popping.
Right. Yeah. Let's.
Man, that'll knock you out like 5 minutes.
All right, yeah. So we know your answer.
Yeah. Virtually nothing keeping me up at night.
Not
watch
applicable.
It happen tomorrow.
It's impossible to stay up.
Yeah. But what is keeping you up at night? What's causing you to walk the hallways? I will say this is the one thing that's worrying me.
Uh-oh.
True story.
Uh-oh.
This actually happened. So the smoke detectors in my house, I thought to myself, ooh, God, you're supposed to change the batteries on those when the time changes.
Yep.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
And then I looked in the bedroom, and the one in the bedroom is like, there's like a vault there, and it's way up at the top of the vault, like 13 feet up. I can never get to it.
Need a ladder.
Right. I don't have that ladder.
Huge ladder.
So I'm looking at that like 2 days ago, and I think to myself, if that thing starts beeping, I'm in big trouble.
Oh, the chirping?
I will walk the halls for days not knowing what to do because it will drive me insane.
Right. 100%.
And I thought, okay, I got to get that fixed. I got to get it done. Last night, what happens?
No.
It did not.
24 hours later, not that one, but the one in the basement.
Even worse.
Started chirping. And
you're psychic.
I had like a nervous twitch, and I went and I fixed that. So that's all I can think about today is I've got to figure out a way to get 13 feet up and fix it. Because I know it will happen like at 11 o'clock at night and go all night long.
Going to ruin
it
everything.
It always happens at night.
312-233-1019. I've just given you an example for deep conversations on what would keep me up at night. The battery going out on the smoke detector. Have a deep conversation. We gave Whip the option from the three questions. Three question option. The questions you should be asking your partner to spark deep conversation while you're in a pandemic. So you look at each other, you think you've talked through everything. You go, hey, so how about this? You throw this question at him. Whip chose, what's the one thing that keeps you up at night? Yeah. I mentioned that mine is the batteries in the smoke detector.
Sure.
That's the reason I need Italian Mike, because Italian Mike has a truck.
Right. Oh, you mentioned that Italian Mike has a truck,
and Italian Mike has a big, long ladder.
Right.
So Italian Mike could bring me the big, long ladder and leave it in my driveway, and then I can take it up and get it fixed. You better work that angle today. What keeps you up at night, Molly?
Landscaping. So my husband and I took on a landscaping project. We're, you know, cooped up in quarantine, and we ripped up half our backyard. And so now I'm like, oh my God, like what happens if we don't put this back together? We're just going to have a big mud pit in our backyard. And so anyways, that keeps me up at night.
Right. You're spending most of your evening staring out your back windows at your big mud pile, realizing, oh my God, we're never going to get this finished.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like you start it and you're like, what did I just get myself into?
I'm glad you brought that up too, because I've been kind of kicking around that idea as I stare out the window going, I should really put something out there.
It's great exercise, let me tell you.
Flowers or a garden or...
Yeah,
something.
Get a flower pot.
Patio.
Get some flowers.
I'm looking around thinking, you know, I should really try to find somebody who knows how to put something back there.
Better idea.
Call your Italian guy.
Yeah. This Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd safety is ComEd's number one priority. To find tips about electric safety for your home and family, visit ComEd.com/safety. ComEd powering lives.